You know what you're doing? Do you?
Bitching, crying, pointing fingers. Shit. Fucking champions, my ass.
Okay, y'all ready for a lecture? Talk about the importance of nothing. You get up every day, you're entitled to nothing. Nobody owes you nothing. You could have talent, but if you don't have discipline and you don't execute, you don't focus, what do you get? Nothing. If you're complacent and not paying attention to detail, what does that get you? Nothing. So, nothing is acceptable but your best. So, we need to be, everything is determined by what you do and you trying to be your best.
You want to become best, you want to become champion, and now you want to say like you're tired? Who cares? You're tired or not? Nobody cares about you.
I don't care how good you are in anything, you don't have discipline, you ain't nobody.
Right.
You're nothing without discipline, because you give up on the slightest struggle without discipline.
100%.
You know, I really don't have regrets. I am a person that says, you know, as soon as you look back in your history and you come up with something that you feel like you want to change, something else has to change. You know, so...
What about your biggest disappointment?
Once again, that's the same analogy. You know, disappointment to me, to win, you got to lose. To be successful, you got to have something that's not successful.
You know, people need to have purpose to get up. They need purpose to perform. You need to get to a point in your life where there's nothing on the docket. There is no 5K. There's no I'm going to get into school to be this or that and still perform to the highest level. Because what people don't get is one day that thing's gonna come up. And if you're not constantly performing without purpose, you're not gonna be ready when the time comes.
Small details in the end of the day will make the big difference, in my opinion. So as you say, and I will keep repeating, the consistency is the most difficult thing.
Just doing it every day.
Yes, every day.
Do you ever wake up and you're saying,
I fight against my mind. Yes, sometimes it's up, and we are all human beings. We are not happy every day. We are, you know, not in a good mood every day. It's normal. It's part of us. Our mind, it's a box of surprises, and you have to challenge yourself to be consistent. I repeat, sometimes it's hard. It's what many people say. You like to go to the gym every day? Of course not. It's not true. Nobody likes to go to the gym every day. But you have to do it. Probably yes. Because your mental strength is coming from that. From that moment that in a hard moment, you know you should do it.
Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. Not even me. All right? You got a dream, you got to protect it. People can't do something themselves, they want to tell you you can't do it. You want something, go get it, period.
If you've accepted that where you are is where you're going to be, you've already lost. And there's no power in that. There's no power in that. That's like staying right here. You're not popping the clutch. You're not going forward. You've made a choice to just stay here. And that's your responsibility. And I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm not saying there are not challenges, problems, obstacles, issues, fears. But when you quit right here, you're right. This is where you're going to be.
You never quit.
Quitting is not an option.
You ain't gonna believe this, but you used to fit right here. I'd hold you up and say to your mother, this kid's gonna be the best kid in the world. This kid's gonna be somebody better than anybody ever knew. And you grew up good and wonderful. It was great just watching you. Every day was like a privilege. Then the time come for you to be your own man and take on the world, and you did. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you wanna be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Focus on you until the focus is on you, bro. I know that, you know, we want the focus to be on us today, but if we put the focus on ourselves, like me, putting the focus on me, giving myself everything I need to be successful, giving myself everything I need to be competitive, giving myself everything I need to be the catch, to be the prize, that's what I'm gonna do. When you focus on doing that, fellas, and you don't pay no mind to nothing else outside of your control, you don't pay attention to them paying attention to you. When you stop doing that, I promise you, that's when the focus and the attention is gonna be paid on you, bro. I promise you.
I had to stop giving a fuck about people. That was the biggest thing. I had to stop caring what people thought about me. I realized that everybody's fucked up. That's the one thing I realized. I walked around and I put these people on a fucking pedestal. Everybody was better than me. So I can't tell you anything about me because you're gonna judge me and I'm gonna feel even worse than what I am. What I realized, once I calmed my mind down and sat back and looked at how jacked up this world is, once you realize that you are not alone, everybody that's talking to you about how jacked up you are, only thing they've done better than you is they've hidden their fucked up world better than you have.
I think naturally we go into situations sometimes and we're selfish. And so we want to see, how can this benefit me? How can I go into the situation and it best benefits me and everybody that I'm connected? Like, how can I get the edge in this situation? Instead of stepping back and understanding that when you're selfish, it's a dangerous thing, because when you're selfish and you go into situations, at a certain point in life, we're always going to come up against something that's a lot tougher than us. And if we're always selfish, 9 out of 10 times, if the only thing we think about is just ourselves, when we hit something that's a lot tougher than us, we don't have a driving force to do what we do. And so it's easy for us to surrender, step back and say, man, forget it, I'll throw it away. It's just like, I'm married, right? And so I'm young, I'm 6 years in. And so I went to an old couple one time and they were married some crazy years, 60 years, something like that. And I said, right, crazy, insane. But I'm saying, how did you make it last that long? And they said, the reason we made it last this long is because we come from an era when something is broken, we don't throw it away, we fix it.
How do you develop consistency and more discipline in your life? And often with these kind of ideas or questions, I find the focus wrong, and I like to look at it differently from a different angle. So the human brain operates by pleasure and pain. What is pleasurable, we're attracted to, and what is painful, we naturally recoil from. And if things become too painful, we never do them. And if things become pleasurable, we get addicted to them, often with bad consequences. All right? So if the idea of discipline, of consistently doing an action, is only associated with pain, with tedium, with being by yourself in a room, doing one thing over and over and over again, you're never going to get over the mountain because it's associated with too much pain, and the brain naturally shrinks from anything that's painful.
The bad feeling that you get from something that you shouldn't have done or wish you didn't do or wish you did better, like especially failing at something where you half-assed it and you just feel like a fucking loser, like that just teaches you. It teaches you to get your shit together.
Because everybody has dreams. And as much as you want to be able to listen a little bit, because somebody's going to give you a gem, but nobody knows but you. You can't get advice on what you should do with your life, right? Nobody knows what you are. Like, even sometimes you don't really even know what you are. You got to take your shot. And it's like, as much as you want people to agree and you want the people around you to be supporting your dreams and all, it's not going to be like that all the time. You got to do it alone. And people will help you, and when you get the ball rolling, people will jump on. But if you don't believe, nobody else is going to believe. People come along because your belief is so insane.
My personal question to you is, why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you?
When nothing seems to go right, I sometimes think of a stone cutter hammering away at his rock 100 times without a dent in it. And yet on the 101st blow, the rock will split in two, and I know it was not that blow that did it, but all that had gone before. If you're not willing to practice and practice until you get it right, you'll never make the 100 blows that makes the breakthrough on the 101st.
Thoughts are like drops of water. You drop a drop of water on the table here, and it doesn't mean much. But if you keep dropping and keep dropping and keep dropping, you get the table becomes a wash, and then you get a puddle on the floor, and then you can get a little pond and a lake, and finally you can create an ocean. And with our own thoughts, we can drown in a sea of negativity, or we can float on the ocean of life. And it's up to us.
This is why most people never get anywhere. Most people are incapable of picking a direction and going.
Just going.
They observe the possibilities. They get paralyzed by all the possibilities. They refuse to move forward on all the possibilities. And then time passes them by. So it's very important that you make a decision and you go down that path. You commit to that path with the mentality of having zero options. I don't have a choice but to see this through. Okay, if I don't see this through, I'm going to be digging ditches.
Do you believe that every person has the ability to choose the right path, the spiritually enlightened path?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's not easy. It can be tremendously difficult. It's easier to quit. It's easier to succumb. Is easier to give in, but to go forward, that's tremendously difficult. You have to be bold to do that, to say, no, this is not where I'm going to be. I often think of another person. This woman and I are the same exact age, same zodiac sign, went to the same elementary school, I lived a half a block away from each other in my hometown, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. There was nothing in our environment that said I was going to go on to become Chris Gardner and she was going to go on to become Oprah Winfrey. There was nothing there. We chose.
What is the difference between those tennis players that are top five in the world versus those that are top 25? Was it their diet?
No.
Was it their exercise?
No.
Was it when they started playing the game?
No.
Was it their coaching?
No.
The difference between the top five ranked people in the world and the others in the top 25 was their thinking. In the 10 to 15 seconds after a point had been scored in tennis, those athletes that thought positive things, things such as, I love this game, there's nowhere else I'd rather be, I may have not got that shot, but I'm gonna get the next one, watch this. Those athletes that thought positive, it slowed down their heart rate, slowed down their breathing rate, and across the entire competition, They were conserving a lot of energy. They were feeling better about themselves. And thus, across the entire tennis match, in the end, they were victorious.
I have failed far more times than I've succeeded. Far more. You will never succeed more than you fail. That's not how it works. You know why? Because failure is a wonderful teacher. It's the only way to learn. You have to fail. Failure is a part of the process to becoming successful. I tell people this all the time. Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player in the world, he took 946 game-winning shots. He has only made 146 of those. He has missed over 700 times, but he has made 146. You know what they write about? When you make it. They write about when you make it. So guess what? When you get through failing, 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 all you gotta do is make one.
What's your secret? Because you're showing no signs of slowing down.
No secrets. Don't exist secrets. The secret is dedication and hard work. You know, to be able to work 100% all the time. This is, if exists words, this is my secret.
I've never found anyone who said no or hung up the phone when I called. I just asked. And when people ask me, I try to be as responsive, you know, to pay that debt of gratitude back. Most people never pick up the phone and call. Most people never ask. And that's what separates sometimes the people that do things from the people that just dream about them. You gotta act. And you've got to be willing to fail. You've got to be willing to crash and burn.
J.K. Rowling, who wrote Harry Potter, her first Harry Potter book was rejected 12 times before it was finally published. Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team. He lost hundreds of games and missed thousands of shots during his career. But he once said, "I have failed over and over and over again in my life, and that's why I succeed." These people succeeded because they understood that you can't let your failures define you. You have to let your failures teach you. You have to let them show you what to do differently the next time.
A lot of people, it's hard to imagine, but you have to learn how to fail. Because I'm going to explain this to you. I had big dreams. A lot of us have big dreams, big goals. And when you have goals that are maybe outside your reach, you have to know that getting to that goal, you're going to have a lot of bad days, a lot of setbacks. So like when I was losing 106 pounds in 3 months, the first 2 months or the first 2 weeks, it's like I was gaining weight. You know, I would lose a pound, gain two. So I was just failing. I kept failing and kept failing and kept failing. So I had to teach myself how to fail right. And what that means is when I fail, I can't spend much time in that fail zone. I have to be able to get up and get after the next day just as fast because my goals were just, you know, to be a Navy SEAL. I don't have time to stay here and feel bad for myself for weeks and months and years because I'll lose that time. So the big thing is know that if you have big goals and big dreams, along the way, failure is going to happen. So how fast do you get up from that? You got to teach yourself that.
Organize your life. Like, get a routine. Get up every day at the same time. Go to bed at the same time. Establish disciplined habits. And that will help a lot. Schedule. Like, and here's how to use a schedule. Use a calendar. Use Google Calendar. But don't use it as a tyrant. You know, you want to use a calendar as if it's your confidant and advisor. And what you want to do is use the calendar, sit down, open the calendar and think, okay, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to design a week of days that I would really like to have.
To be doing something that you are truly passionate about. It cannot just be, I want to make money. Everybody wants to make money. You got to be doing the one thing that you would be willing to do for free.
the one thing that gets you so excited, the sun cannot come up soon enough in the morning because you want to go and do your thing. Right? The one thing that makes you say, I want to become world class at this.
We have to get better as individuals.
Yeah.
We have to be the opposite of what they want us to be. They want us fat, they want us sick, they want us stupid. We gotta be not fat. We gotta be healthy. We gotta be intelligent. They want us to hate people. We can't hate people. We gotta love people. We gotta get along. We gotta find unity. And that comes from personal excellence. And when I say personal excellence is the ultimate rebellion, it is the ultimate rebellion because it's everything that they do not want us to be. And it's our job to be it.
Look, the first step that leads to our identity in life is usually not, I know who I am. I know who I am. That's not the first step. The first step's usually, I know who I am not. Process of elimination. Defining ourselves by what we are not is the first step that leads us to really knowing who we are. Will those people, those places, those things, stop giving them your time and energy. Just don't go there. I mean, put them down. And when you do this, when you do put them down, when you quit going there, and you quit giving them your time, you inadvertently find yourself spending more time and in more places that are healthy for you, that bring you more joy. Why? Because you just eliminated the who's, the where's, the what's, and the when's that were keeping you from your identity.